سورة الفاتحة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبو القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. أما بعد، there are two things that make every difficult action easy. The two things that we have, that anything that's difficult for us, you will see that that difficult thing becomes easy with the help of those two things. Any venture that you want to take, any action that you want to take that you feel is hard, or it might be hard in reality, but there are two things we have that make every difficult thing easy for us. One is our perception or idrak. The second is our culture. Two things we have, and these are good things. And they make every difficult thing easy for us. You will see that it becomes very easy for us. But it makes every strange thing familiar for us. And these two things are very vital in our lives. And we do things that are difficult, but regard them as easy because of these two things. And I will give an example so that you understand it, what I'm saying very clearly. For example, when it comes to culture, we see that many people do things that would, in normal ways or in normal understanding, would be difficult. But because it's included in their culture, it's a part of their culture, it becomes easy for them. It becomes easy for them. You know, for example, we see that, let's say, would you go and buy a very expensive dress? Would you buy an expensive dress that you're only going to wear once? And no more. It's an expensive dress you buy, you spend a lot of money, and you buy this expensive dress in order to just wear it once, and that's it. And you will see that you never wear it again. Many people do that. When do they do that? In marriage. In weddings. When you want to get married, a bride and a groom will go out and buy $1,000 dress, thousands of dollar dress, and they'll only wear that once and never again. You see, in normal times, you wouldn't do such a thing. You would look at it as a wasting of money and a wasting of resources. Why would you do that? But in marriage, because the culture is there, it makes it easy for us to do it. And we don't have any problem with it. In fact, we like it. In fact, we like it. This is how culture makes difficult things easy for us. Even strange things, it makes it, or weird things, it makes it familiar for us. Let me give you another example. Would you send your children to a stranger, you have to get something from him. But asking for candy, complete stranger. Would you send someone to a complete stranger and say that, listen, go there to the stranger and get candy from him? You wouldn't do that. Why would you do that? But we see that at Halloween, everyone does that. They will send their children to a complete stranger's home to ask for candy. You see, in normal circumstances, you wouldn't do that. It makes no sense for you to do such a thing. Why would you do that for? I mean, it would be beyond your comprehension to do such a thing. But in Halloween, because the culture is there, it makes not only easy, but all right to send your children to the homes of strangers. Right? My friend, understand what culture is doing. And you can get so many examples in your own lives and in your own culture regarding things that we do that normally our akal and our intelligence would go against it. Many difficult things we do, it makes it easy for us. Many things. You know, I'll give another example so you see this, right? Japanese women have a certain traditional dress that they wear. It's called a kimono. Have you ever seen like Japanese films or whatever, Japanese people, you will see that they wear this dress. It's called a kimono. It's like wrapped around them. If you look at that dress is so strenuous and so difficult to wear that when you wear it, it's very difficult to walk. You can only take small steps. You can't take big steps. If you take a big step, you'll trip over. You see? But if a normal person was asked to do that, you'll be like, why should I wear this? It makes no sense. Because I can't even walk, I can't do things, I'll trip over. But because of the culture that exists in Japan, you see that not only do the women find it easy to wear, but they will make it pretty and beautiful and they will find it good to wear those things. This is culture. Culture makes difficult things easy, my friends. It makes difficult things easy. This is the first thing that makes difficult things easy for us. Second thing, right, is fikr. It's fikr, or idrak, perception. What do you think about something? This also you will see many people, they will do difficult things because they like doing it, because their mind, their perception of that thing is easy. For example, if you look at youngsters, maybe elders also, you know, if you ask a youngster what he's interested in, for example, he watches a football game, right? I'm talking about soccer now. Soccer, right? Because football here is American football, you know, and so if you want to, right, have a real sense of being, so we have to talk about soccer. So let's say that there's a soccer game going on. A soccer game is going on. You see, youngsters, they will watch the soccer game for 3 hours, and not even move their eyes. And there are many of us here who will do the same. They'll watch it for 3 hours and not move 1 minute from that TV. Now when you ask them, why are you watching this? I mean, 3 hours you spend in one place just watching this constantly. It's great. It's fun. It's enjoyable. It's entertaining. You see? Their view of that is that it's entertaining, it's enjoyable. In fact, if there was a football game around here, and there are, you see, for example, recently, Barcelona played in Miami, and we live in Orlando. The ticket for the game was $100. That's the minimum ticket you get way far out there somewhere. Right? It's better to be at home for Washington to go there in the stadium. Right? It's way far out there. If you want to go near to where you can actually see the player, it's like, you know, more expensive, $1,000, right? So the brothers from Orlando were making a plan. Who wants to go and see the Barcelona game? It's Barcelona, big team, you know. Who wants to go and see the Barcelona game? And they're getting their monies together to buy the tickets to go and see the Barcelona game. And then each of them, on the average, the driving, the ticket, all these things, on the average, spend $300 to $400 in order to go and watch the game and come back. Now, obviously, I was looking at that example, and I'm giving this example to you to see this. Now, there are other people. Now, obviously, football is a very good, you know, entertainment. There's no haram in it. There's nothing wrong in it. You're just watching people play, and it's good. It's fun. Unlike movies and this and that, where they are actually trying to teach you something. A lot of times, teach you something wrong. Show you something wrong. So obviously sports is much better than the other sort of entertainment that we have here. But when that these people spend $400 to go and watch a game. Now, I raise the issue amongst other brothers who are there. The other brothers who are, for example, older, working, have wife and kids, family to take care of this and that. So I said, hey, do you also want to go to the game and see it? They said, no, we will not go there. I said, all right, here's the thing. What if he take you there? He said, even if you pay me to go there, I will not go there. Said, why not? Well, it's a headache. I don't understand it. To me, it's a headache. To me, it's a headache. For those kids, it was entertainment. You see, that same thing, the game is the same. Game is the same, but the perception are two. Those who are not interested in it, they will find it to be a headache and they will not be a part of it, no matter what you do to them. And on the other hand, if you are interested in it, if you like it, then you will spend money. You will go through difficulties to go and see it. See, watching a football game is not easy. You have to drive that far. You have to pay that much money. You have to sit in the sun and do all these things. And after all these things, you're just watching a game, but you would go through that just because you like it. My friends, idrak and perception is that tool that we have that makes every difficult thing easy for us. Everything becomes easy if you like doing it. Everything becomes easy if you have fun doing it. If you do not have fun doing it, then no matter if the thing is easy, it becomes hard on you. Even if it's easy, it becomes hard on you. You understand that now? Two tools we have that makes life and difficult things in life easy for us. One is our culture. The other is our figure and perception. Two things we have. Every difficult thing becomes easy for us. There are many things we do that are difficult, but we enjoy doing them. We enjoy doing them. Why? Because it's either a part of our culture or it's either something that we like to do. So now, if you understood this introduction I gave you, now I want to bring you back to my speech and to the topic of our lectures. My friends, who says that obligations and wajibat are hard and difficult? Anyone who claims that this wajibat that Allah has given us, the prayer, the fasting, and hajj, and qubla, and zakat, they're difficult for us. If anyone claims that, if anyone says that, listen, this is too hard for us, we can't do this, or this is too hard for us, it's difficult for us to do this, then all Allah is telling them, and all Allah is saying to them, the reason why it's hard is either it's not a part of your culture, or it's something that you haven't learned to enjoy yet. That's the only reason prayers are hard for us. That's the only reason fasting is hard for us. If it has become a part of your culture, or if it's something that you enjoy, then there are many more difficult things that you do in life that you are doing. Much harder than prayer, much harder than fasting, much harder than Hajj. You do those things, and not only do you do them, but you enjoy doing them. You enjoy doing them. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala ali
Muhammad.
You know, many things that we do in our life, we'll see, not only are difficult, but also are such that we don't even want to speak about them. And we do it without any problem. Without any problem, we do it. Now let me mention that, let me be a little bit bold and mention it, so that we can understand something from here. My friends, understand this very easily and clearly, what this means. You know, many things we do in our life that not only are strange and weird, but also some things that we are ashamed to even speak about to others. You know, let me look at our reality and then we will see something. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam had said, Salawat. You know, Imam had said that speaking to us, human beings, insan, he said that what is your haqiqat? What is your haqiqat? Speaking to us. Do you know what you came from? We have to ask Imam, we know what we came from, you don't have to rub it in. You know what you came from? And you know what you're going to become when you die? You came from something najis. And when you will die, you will be najis. What? You know, when we hear this, right, it's like looking at ourselves and saying, Ya Allah, truly. And then, in between from where you came and where you are going to go, what are you? You are a vessel. You are carrying najasa, an impurity. You're just a carrier of impurity. Right? This is what Imam said, right, about us. This is our haqiqah. This is our reality. There's no need to hide it. But what I want to say in this regard is this. My friends, we enjoy eating food. When iftar will come, we'll enjoy eating iftar. And I also speak about enjoyment also. I'm not saying that it's not enjoyable. Yes, it is enjoyable. You know what? When we eat it, inshallah, there will be those who will eat a lot. There will be those who will eat less. But whatever you eat, you will see that no matter how good the food is, but with all the food that we eat, we'll have to go and relieve ourselves of it. Yes. Daily, every day, us human beings are going to that small little room that we made in our house that's not even 1 or 2 yards in square yards. That little room that you go there and spend time there 2 to 3 times a day, and we have no problem with it. We do it every day. But if I ask you to speak about it and say, so, what happened today? How was everything today? Now tell me, does anyone mention that part of his life? I mean, you say that, oh, you know what? I got up at this time, I slept for this many hours, you know, I had this to eat, you know, I had this day. But no one will mention, hey, yes, after that I went to the bathroom and relieved myself.
Amen.
You are doing things every day in your life that you don't even, you are too ashamed to speak about. How much or what does Allah have to do to make you realize what you do in your life? Allah, why did you give this to us? This incessant and constant and redundant movement that every day we have to go through this. Inshallah, we reach Jannah and there we don't have to worry about this. Inshallah, we reach Jannah and we don't have to worry about this. But in this life, you're doing it. And you do it every day. And you do it without a problem. You don't go there and you don't complain or anything. You just do it. And you have no problem doing it. And Allah, why did you make us do this? It's because Allah is telling us that, listen, I made you go through this and do this every day so that no one should have a complaint against salat and prayers and fasting. That must be much easier and much better than what you are doing every day in your life. So you don't have a complaint against Allah, that Allah, prayer is too hard, salat is too hard, it's too bitter, it's too difficult to do. Allah is saying you are doing much more difficult and bitter and sour things in your life every day. I'm making you do it. And you do those things without any complaint. Why can't you pray without any complaint? My friends, obligations. When we look at obligations, obligations are not hard, they're not difficult. Really, we do things in our life that are much more difficult, that are much more despicable, that are much more bitter. Why is it that we have complaints regarding prayer and fasting and obligations that Allah has given us? The Amr and Nahi of Allah. When it comes to the Amr and Nahi of Allah, we are ready to complain to Allah. Allah, why are you making us go through this? But when it comes to different things that we do, we all have accepted it. Let me just explain it a little bit more if you send me a salawat. You know, I'm just here trying to talk about that obligations are not difficult. I haven't yet started to speak about that not only obligations are not difficult, but they are enjoyable. They are enjoyable, they are laziz. Wajibat, there is lazzat in them. There is enjoyment in them. I haven't even started speaking about it. Inshallah, we'll go through that. How are they so enjoyable? How do we make it so enjoyable for us? But right now, what I want you to understand is that it's not hard. Yes, in dunya, there's enjoyment also, my friends. Dunya is enjoyable. You see, alhamdulillah, if it wasn't enjoyable, we wouldn't be living. We wouldn't be dying left and right. Dunya is enjoyable. What's enjoyable in dunya? Marriage is enjoyable. Having a spouse, a wife or a husband, it's enjoyable. I mean, is it enjoyable to love your children? Yes, it is enjoyable to love your children. Right? And many things in dunya are enjoyable in life. Otherwise, if it wasn't enjoyable, we wouldn't be going through the headaches of having children and having a wife. You wouldn't go through those headaches of having a wife or having a spouse or a children. And this is what happens to the narcissism that happens in America. Where people, because they want the enjoyment without the responsibilities, so they want their spouse without having marriage or wedding. And so what happens is that they go about living on their own, doing zina, doing fornication. Why? Because they want the enjoyment without having the responsibilities. You know that for every enjoyment there is responsibilities. You want to enjoy a spouse, then you have to do your responsibilities regarding that. You want to enjoy children, then you have responsibilities regarding your children. You have responsibilities. Every enjoyment in this dunya is only a little bit. My friends, it's only a little bit of enjoyment. Not too much. Children are enjoyable, but only a little bit. Spouses are enjoyable, only a little bit. But if you really want, you see, all of these enjoyments are there. And I'll give you the reason why. Dunya is enjoyable, but only a little bit, not too much. And I'll give you a proof of why it's not. You see, you can never enjoy dunya constantly. You have to have variety in order to enjoy dunya. Yes. My friends, tell me, what did we eat for iftar yesterday? I don't know the names of those dishes. Right? So, you can teach me here. What did we eat for iftar yesterday? Name one dish.
Rice and food.
Rice and food, alhamdulillah. You know? Same this, right? Whatever dish it was. I don't know what dish it is. What do you call that dish? Whatever it is. Let's say, today you're going to have the same dish. You know, you will still eat it because you're fasting. It's been a long day of fasting. But then after you eat it, you'll tell the organizers, what's with this? You know, we had the same thing yesterday. Right? There will be a little complaint there. Right? Would there be a little bit of complaint there that we had this yesterday? What's with this? Why did you eat this today? What do you cook this today for? Right? Now imagine if the third day you got the same thing. If the third day you got the same thing, imagine what happened to you. He said, you want us to come to the masjid or not? We'll go somewhere else and eat. What's this? 3 days you got the same food. But it's fresh, you just made it. I know you made it, but it's the same time. It's the same dish. So, what will make you happy? Well, if you make something else, it will make me happy. You see, again, you cannot be happy with just one thing. With one type of food. You have to have variety and you go on with it. You have to have variety, and that's why you see people, in order to live their lives here, you have to have only one. You can't live with one type of food. You have to have different types of food. Allah knew this is our nature. That's why some places Allah had to come and stop this. Some places Allah had to come and stop this. You see, Allah had to make sure that, listen, this nature doesn't cross boundaries and create havoc in the society. That's why Allah said, listen, you can apply this rule to food, but don't apply it to your wife. Don't apply this to your wife. I say that, listen, we have been made with the nature of variety, so I need variety here. Stop it here. Why? Because of the havoc that will create in society. But the nature of us is what? That we need variety. That's why in Jannah, Allah has made, He didn't say, oh, every day you will get the same thing. No, He said there will be a variety of things you get in Jannah. Why? Because the nature of Allah is that He has created things in variety and He wanted you to also like His creation that is in variety. This is how Allah has made us, and we have to understand that. So yes, that is there, that we want variety in there. This is why dunya can never please you unless it brings variety to you. Unless you change things around there. Many things in dunya are like that. But now, even things that are wrong, we start to enjoy them. And the only reason we enjoy wrong things is because we have corrupted ourselves. A lot of youngsters came to me and said, Maulana, you know, we like to listen to music because it relaxes us. It makes us relaxed. We like to listen to music. Now, the question or the issue that I have with you who's saying I like to listen to music is just one question. What have you done with yourself to like music? What have you done with yourself to even like it? I mean, it's like, for example, there's someone who says, like, you know, Molana, I like to bleed, you know, that's why, for example, every day, you know, I cut my wrist so I can bleed. I take a knife, I slit my wrist so I can bleed. Now, the only question was, what have you done to yourself to do this? To like doing this? What have you done? You have corrupted your mind and your heart. Amir al-Mu'mineen had said that music is the wailing of shaitan. When shaitan cries, that is what music is. And you have started liking it. What have you done to yourself to like it? You have corrupted yourself. You have corrupted yourself. You have made yourself so bad that you start liking mud and garbage now. Friends, enjoyment is there in dunya. And remember, when we are enjoying wrong things, then it means that there is that corrupted character. We have corrupted our character to like these things. Otherwise, these things are not enjoyable. What is enjoyable? Let me tell you what is enjoyable. You know, and inshallah, I'll explain this tomorrow. I'll just mention it today. And I'll explain this tomorrow. What is enjoyable in life? I mean, if you really want to know what enjoyment is, where you do this every day and you do the same thing every day without changing and you still love it. The only example we have of something that you like the same every day and you enjoy doing that, the only example we have of this in this dunya. In this dunya, look around and give me an example of someone who has lived their life and just enjoyed doing one thing to such and were in love with one thing. All their lives just that one thing without changing it. The only example we find is Allah's ibadat and worship. That's the only place we find, whether it's Rasulullah or whether it's Ayyamah, whether it's Imam Ali or Imam Hassan, Imam Hussain, and all the Imams, all of the Imams, what we looked at them and saw the example that these were the people who liked Allah's commands to such an extent that they would do those commands every day of their life and they would love doing those commands. Nowhere, no place else do we find this love, this enjoyment. Every place you see, whether it comes to food, whether it comes to women, whether it comes to anything, when you start loving a woman, when you start loving food, when you start loving anything in this dunya, it has a limit. After a while, you get tired of it, you don't want it anymore, you want something else, you want a variety. The only place where you don't ask for a variety is when it comes to the amr and nahi of Allah and doing the obligations of Allah. And if anyone says that this is hard, then all Allah is saying, listen, the only reason it's hard is because you haven't made it a part of your culture yet. You haven't made it a part of the culture yet. Otherwise, how many difficult things do you do in your life? How many difficult things? I mean, I really understand this. And I'm giving this example. Mustahab things, when it comes to that, we see we do to such an extent that we make ourselves go hardships. When it comes to mustahab things. But when it comes to wajib, we'll see that excuse of not doing it. Excuse of not doing it. Most of you are, let's say, for example, are from Iraq. And those who have been to Iraq, listen to that. I'll give an example from there. How many of you, or how many people do you know who have walked to Karbala on Arba'een? From Najaf, from other places, walked hundreds of miles. They walk to Karbala and Arba'een. It is mustahab to do the ziyarat of Imam Hussain. How many of those people, when it comes to praying at the first time, make excuses now? How many of those people now make excuses? Oh, this is too hard for us. You just walk 200 miles. What is easier? 2 rakat or 200 miles? Why is it difficult for you to do that? Because you haven't made this a part of your culture yet. You haven't made this a part of your culture yet. First, my friends, make Allah's obligations a part of your culture. Then you will see that you will start enjoying them. You wouldn't mind that. You would go through difficulties to do it. But first, we have to make it a part of our culture. We have to perceive it to be good and enjoyable. Then you will see that you will start enjoying it. Then you will enjoy it. This is what culture does. It makes difficult things easy for us. Even let's say it's difficult. How difficult is prayers? 17 rakat a day. How difficult it is. But let's say it is difficult for someone. If you make it a part of your culture, it becomes easy. So inshallah, you will speak more about how to now make these obligations enjoyable. Go more details and become more subtle in the discussion that we have. Again, there's no time for question and answers. So those who want to ask questions and this and that, inshallah, we will leave it to after iftar. Right, where you can ask questions regarding the speech and so forth. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a perfect blessing to be on the right path to reason to understand His guidance. Wa qul ta'ala alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Salaam alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.